its main task is to keep under a watch the levels of exposure to ionizing radiation across the world, coming from both natural and artificial sources, and to evaluate information on the effects of exposure to radiation, the effects on health, human health, and on the environment.
I think the biggest challenge we face is just, well, you know, I think 20 years ago, you know, the Cold War was on, it was difficult to get information, and there was no internet of sorts, so UNSCEAR was actually where information on this subject was exchanged around the world, and now it's completely the opposite. There's too much information, and nobody can really decide what's good. So I think our role has changed to being a place where we sort out the good science from the bad science, and put it all together in one place. So the purpose, I think, of the committee has changed to being the authoritative source on what's good and what's bad on this, as I say, emotional subject.
What would you say have been some of the committee's landmark achievements over the last 60 years since you're celebrating your 60th anniversary?
Those first reports, you know, laying the scientific grounds for the Partial Test Ban Treaty, that was a very important piece of work. And at that time, nobody really knew what this was all going to lead to. So I think it was very, very important work. But no, since then, we've also followed the developments scientifically in patterns of cancer development amongst the survivors of the bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And for example, you know, the analyses in the 1990s led to the reduction, worldwide reductions in radiation exposure, the control levels for workers and for members of the public and discharges into the environment were all reduced on the basis of better understanding of what had happened in Japan and many other studies as well.
And if you had to single out one issue that the committee will keep an eye on for the upcoming years, what would it be?
Probably the most important one for us is the medical exposures, keeping an eye on that, because, you know, there are new fancy techniques coming along all the time. People invent new ways of using ionizing radiation, and it's to great benefit. That means people go for CT scans, and we find diseases much sooner than we would otherwise find them. We're able to treat them. But nevertheless, a CT scan, for example, is equivalent roughly to about 100 x-rays, you know. So it's not something, it's not a problem in having a CT scan, but maybe if you start having too many, and certainly if you have ones that you don't really need, you know, this is something that we need to keep an eye on.
So what would you say is the difference that you make in people's lives?
Well, I think it's a way of making sure that people are using radiation in a safe way. We don't set standards for protection against ionizing radiation. That's done by WHO and the International Atomic Energy Agency and the International Labour Organization. But their standards are based on UNSCEAR's work. So it means, you know, if you go on holiday and you need an x-ray, break a leg or something, the standards that people are applying in the hospital or where you are based on the international standards, and those standards can be traced right back to UNSCEAR reviews of the risks and so on. So, yeah, it underpins a lot of things that we take for granted in our daily lives.